We are on Daf Mem Omed Aleph, and let us start from Tana Rabon. Tana Rabonon, Melchet Shepikaku Nikovov Me'erev Shabbos. Melchet that they were Seisam the Nikovim Erev Shabbos. We hear two Pshotim in Rashi. L'meitzoi Shabbos, Reichetz Boi Miyav. Meitzoi Shabbos, one is permitted to be roichetz in the melchus, he doesn't have to wait b'chtei sheyase. Pikkul nekovov b'erev yontif, if the nekovim were closed erev yontif, l'mocha nichnes ha-meziya, v'yoytzei ha-mishtatef b'beis ha-chitzei. A person is permitted to go in, to be meziya, to have a sweat bath there, v'yoytzei u-mishtatef b'beis ha-chitzei, and then he goes out, and he's permitted to have water poured on him bebeis achitzim, not in the beis hamelchitz. And yesterday we learned a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos if this water is hot water or the water is cold water. Omar Rav Yehuda, Maise bemelchat shel bnei brak, shepokeku nekovov me'erev yontif, they had stuffed the holes erev yontif, L'mochor, Yontif Bainei, Nichnas, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, V'Rabbi Kiva, V'Heziyu Boy, V'Yotzu, V'Nishtatvu, B'Beis Achitzi. The first day Yontif, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva went into this Melchitz, and they were Mizia in it, and they, V'Yotzu, V'Nishtatvu, B'Beis Achitzi, El Shechamin Sheloi, Mechupim B'Nesorim, but the Chamim was covered with boards. Now yesterday we had a machlekes Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi seems to learn that the Chamim is speaking about the hot water that they poured on them was covered with boards to ensure it should not get hotter from the Beis HaMelchitz in Yontif. And Tosfos learned that the Melchitz was covered with boards so people shouldn't think that they were Reichitz in the Melchitz. כשבו הדובר לפני חכמים, אמרו אף על פי שאין חמים שלהם מחופים בנסורים, it's also mutter. That means this hiddur was unnecessary. ומי שרבו עברי עברי. And when there became more עברי עברי by Klal Yisrael, הסחילו לסר. So they started to ask, let us see Rashi, הסחילו לסר אס הזיה. The Gemara will explain soon why they asked Zeya. He says, Zeya was mutter, bizman Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Rabbi Kiva. But as they became more Ivrei Avere, they asked lehikoneis lemelchetz lehaziya. Ambatiyoish shel krochin mitayil bohem ve'enoi choshesh. Now let us see Rashi. Ambatiyoish botei melchetz gedoilim. If there is a large beis hamelchitz, mitayil bohem, mahalach b'soichon lefi darkoi, v'loi lahazeya. Now, there are two tnoyim. Tnai number one is, it has to be a beis melchitz gadol. What is the difference between a beis melchitz gadol and a beis melchitz katan? A beis melchitz katan, it was impossible even to walk through it without sweating. So therefore, a beis melchitz katan, one is not permitted to be metayil, to walk in it, because sol zicha b'miziyah. A beis melchitz gadol, we had learned yesterday in Rashi, the process of miziyah was, he sat or he stood, hu mischamim hu miziyah. Here we're speaking about walking through. He wants to make a shortcut. So in order to make the shortcut, he has to walk through this Beis HaMelchitz. So it says over here, even though they asked Lozia b'Shabbos, but a Beis Melchitz Godel, where there is not too much steam there, so it is possible to walk through and not to be Mezia, is Metayil Bem, so he's permitted to walk through Mahalach b'Soichon Lefi Dalkoi. That means he wants to walk through. But v'loy lahaziya, but he has to have b'feirish kavone not to be meziya. That means his intent of going in is for any reason under the sun besides lahaziya. Then it is permitted. So there are two tnayim. Number one, he's going not to be maziah, and number two, it is a mokaim where it is not muchach to be maziah. So then it is muta. Before we go further, this is a machloikis hapoiskim. Rashi is a machmer. And Shitas Rashi is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Chavov. The Rama brings down Shitas Rashi. Shitas HaRambam and the Shitas HaMechaber is that he's permitted to go into a Melchitz Godel, a fillu he has Kavon Elohaziyah, since it's not Muchach that he'll be Meziyah. A Melchitz Kotten is also, even though he doesn't have Kavon, because it's an Ansadi, he'll be Meziyah. That is, so they learn Shat Davke, that they learn Shat, that Davke, if he goes be Kavon Elohaziyah, then there's a difference between a Melchitz Godel and a Melchitz Kotten. But if he has no kavon elazir, let me correct myself, so afilu melchitz kotten will also be muta. That's what they say according to the Mechaber and the Rambam. Mechaber mefosh davke lehazir also. Vim einay miskaven afilu ktanim shori. Yeah, then afilu melchitz kotten is also muta. That is the shitas. That is the shitas hamechaba. And according to Rashi, if lo on kavon is also, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down. According to Rashi, if someone goes into a melchitz, into a mikveh, so he has to make sure not to sit there. Not besides, if lo not to sit in the mikveh too long. That's upkeret. That's a shail of rechitze. If there is a heter, the only heter is only al tvila, not al rechitze. But later, if it is a hot place. So he's not permitted to sit there afterwards because he's going to sweat. We'll have this issa of Chazal that it's also lahaziya. According to Rashi, Philly, you don't have kavona. Philly wants to shmooze. But if it's an ansadi, he's going to sweat, it'll be also. This the Bishop brings down according to Rashi. Ve'enei choishish. Now, according to Rashi, so what did we say over here? He's walking through a big base of merchitz, which Bechlal is not muchach that he will be maziah. His intent is also not lahaziah. So what could be wrong? Ve'inei choishish shemo yaimru maziahu. A different child. But people do not know what his intent was. Maybe people will think he's like a walking through, but people will say that he's going in to be maziah. It's a hot place, he's going in to be maziah. So since it is a big base HaMelchotz, and it's very much possible that he won't be Maziah Sai V'Sai, so then there's no Marasai. Agav Ulche, I saw a very interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe Zechayne Levroche in Chele Gimel Semenun. He brings down, there's a machloikis, the Remor and the Marshal, if by an Iser de Rabbonon, there is a Iser of Marisayim. Let's elaborate. The Rama and Simen Pei Zayin, Sifkot and Gimel and Yeredeye says as follows. One is permitted to have a tafshil, chicken cooked with juice that comes out of almond. Now, the juice that comes out of almonds looks like milk. So, memele, so the remor is mata. We have the same problems with margarine, bismanene. But let's talk about what the remor is speaking about. So, the remor is speaking about that if a person wants to cook chicken with almond juice, it's permissible. He doesn't have to make a simen, because basar oif b'cholov is only adarabonon. By adarabonon, there's no iser of marisayin. So, a good appetite. If he wants to have meat with almond juice, then he has to put some almonds around, they have to be floating around, that one should recognize that this is almond juice, it's not milk. That is the Shitas HaRemor. The Shach brings down from the Marshal, that the Marshal also the Filubayin Isser the Rabbonah. And the Shach brings Rayas, by Shabbos, the Zichah Asad Maris Ayin, Afilu Maris Ayin, maybe be Oivan Isad Rabbon. And really we have over here a good raya also. Here you're not choishish, because it's a big base of melchus, but weiss tois is an isser of marisayin, even though the whole isser lehazeye is only at the rabbon. So Ramayisha Zechayin Lebroche says, that zicher the Ramo held that there's a difference between a isser the rabbonon of kol ha-teirikule, or a isser the rabbonon of chilul Shabbos. By chilul Shabbos, the Ramo is moide that there's an isser of mar, there's a din of marisayin, if the choshetim is over an isser the rabbonon. And what is an isser Shabbos, why is a isser Shabbos different than kol isurim shebetoyre? So Rav Moshe Zechayin Lebroche wants to say two svaras. One svar he wants to say, because the iser derabonon of Shabbos is more chomo than all isuri derabonon, and that is according to the poskim that hold that if a person is over an iser derabonon of Shabbos, he becomes a mumer l'chol ha-teyre kule. So memel is a gewaldike chomer of an iser derabonon of Chilul Shabbos. So therefore, there's a din of Marisayim. That's one svar he wants to say. Then he wants to say a second svar, that a person, when he does an Isser Darabonon of Shabbos, is called, he's Mechalol the Shabbos. What does that mean? That it makes the whole Shabbos choil by everyone who is seeing what he is doing. So here the Isser is not the Samazoi, the Choishet him. His actions are mechalo the Shabbos if his actions are misleading. So therefore it is an iser be'etzem, not an iser of chshad. So therefore, he says, the Ramo will zicha be moide by an iser, the Rabbanon of chilo Shabbos, and chazal asa the pool in Shabbos, that is a din of marasayin. And we see this halacha over here also, the way Rashi learns pshat, ve'inei choyshi shem ayimru meziyu v'afol gab da'osru esazayin. Al koponim, so that is which we just learned now. Misherabu oivrei aveira they asel zeye, but al koponim to be mahalach derech tiel in a base melchitz godul, which is not mistave that he'll be mizia there it is mutter. There's no issue of marasayin. My oivrei aveira, What were these oivrei aveira that brought about that Chazal should aser lehaziya? So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pozi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Belevi, Mishum Bal Kapol. B'tchilo hayu reichetzin b'chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. This is before this gzeira of Zay. In the beginning, there used to be reichetz b'chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, which l'chayra nothing should be wrong with this. Hischilu habalonim lahochen b'Shabbos. And the balonim, the balei hamelchitz, this was a business. This in Shabbos geret, but the people came in and they complained it's not too hot and thus and the lahochen b'Shabbos. So they started heating up the melchitz, the water in Shabbos. Now there's some machlokes harishonim if it really means that they were, that the balonim were takim mamish mechalei Shabbos. The Rashba brings a gemara that the Yidden aren't choshet to be mechalei Shabbos. The Rashba wants to say not they were mechim. There was a shayla of shema yovei lechatois. They put a lot of eitzim near the flame that they should burn in Shabbos, and it was also midarabonon shema yovei lechatois. So it was only a chilul Shabbos derabon. Al koponim, since they started doing this, va'imrim me'erev Shabbos huchmu osru esacham. So Chazal said that's it. So they asked chamin. One is not permitted to be roichetz bechamin, even chamin shehuchmu erev Shabbos, because they were already mechim in Shabbos. Or there's a chash they might be mechim in Shabbos. V'hitiru es hazeya. But they were mekel that one is permitted to be mezia in Shabbos. V'dayin hoyu reichetzin bechamin. But we still had a few people who were reichetz bechamim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. They were reichetz bechamim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. V'oimrim mezia manachnu. they came out, they looked a little wet, and so someone asked Akasha, we were sweating. So it seems, this is the gzeire that Chazal had asked, Lilchaitz, Bechamim Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos, was not being Niskayim. There were still people who were Oivrei Aveira. These were the Oivrei Aveira, who were continuing to be Reuchetz Bechamim Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos. So Chazal went further. Osro Lehenes HaZeir. So they asked Zeir also. Vehitiru Chamei Tverye. They only were Mater Chamei Tverye. Chamei Tverye, there's no Shaila of Bishul. So Memele, they were Mater Chamei Tverye. Vahadayin hoyu reichetzin b'chamei ho. This did not dissuade the Oivrei Avere. They meant a lot to them. This was Oinik Shabbos. So Vahadayin, we're speaking about before fans and air conditioners. We're speaking about Bnei Brak over here. Vadayin hoyu reichetzin b'chamei ho. Ba'oimrim b'chamei tverye rochatznu. And they were still saying, well, there's a het, Chamei Tverye. So there were people that were reichetz b'chamei ho'u, ma'im shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, and they said, b'chamei tverye rochatznu. Osru lahem Chamei Tverye, so Chazal went further. Vitur lahem es atzoyna. Ro shein adovo oimid lahem. But then they saw this was already a gzeire that Roi Vatzibur was e'efshe likabel. This was a gzeire that Klal Yisrael, this was too much. That you're asking Chamei Tverye also, this was a gzeire that the Roi Vatzibur was not able to be Mekayim. So he tiru lahen Chamei Tverye, so they were matter Chamei Tverye, v'zeye bimkayim oimedes, but the Isser of Zeye remained. Ramesha Zechayna Levrocha asks a Shaila in Dibras Moshe. He asks that they had ended up that one is only permitted to be Reichitz Betzainan. Reichitz Betzainan, so Reiv HaTzibur Eine Yochel Lamed Boy. It was such a Gzeire, you couldn't be Oimed with this Gzeire. So what did Chazal do? There were Itiru Chamei Tverye. Frekt Rav Moshe, what's a Itiru Chamei Tverye? Chamei Tverye is only good for the people who live in Tverye. You have Reiv Klal Yisrael can't exist without being Reichetz and Shabbos. They will matter in Tverye it's Mutter. But how does it help? How does that help the problem over here? It's Reiv Atziba Ein Yecholim Lamed Boy. See, Blais Betzachi in Govel, Rav Moshe. But I saw in the Chodesh Av Betzim there's another problem. Let's go back a step before. The Gemara, what happened before? They answered Zeye, and they hitiru Chamei Tverye. Vadayin hoyu reichtzim b'chamei ho'u. They were still reichtz b'chamei ho'u. V'oimrim b'chamei Tverye rachatznu. So who was doing this? Only the people of, they made a gewaldic takone. I mean, for everyone besides those not living in Tverye, they prevented Rechitz already. What's that? V'oimrim b'chamei Tverye rachatznu. So I saw the Chodesh Aviv says, not only Chamei Tverye, Mayim Shehuchmu B'cham is also Mutter. So Memele, there was solar, there was a Dut Shemesh all over. They were warming up the water B'cham. So Lamais, everyone, all over Eretz Yisrael, they were taking baths. Labdavke Chamei Tverye, Chamei Chama. They were finding Eitzes over here. So Memele, so Tirlam Chamei Tverye was not only a solution for Anshei Tverye, it was a solution for ganz klar Yisrael. So you could be reichetz b'chamei chamo. Let us see Rashi. Mai oivrei aveire de kamo le'el she'osru zei al yedeyem osru le'nesachamen le'gamri ve'asadev le'chamen shuchmo me'erev shabbos v'adayne reichetzim b'chamen shuchmo me'boid yoyim. You took away all the alternatives. So the male there were matter chamei tverye and zeye bimkaymoy medes leisa. Let us see Taisus lemaitzoi Shabbos reichetz miyad. The Taisus says davke lilchetz. Meitzoi Shabbos Davke Rechitzes is Davke Lil Chayitz. You have to wait till Meitzoi Shabbos. Aval Lehaziye Nichnes Afilu B'Shabbos Amaziye Kamei B'Yontif. That means before the Oivrei Aveire, there was no difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Just like Yontif is Mutal Azeye, Shabbos is also Mutal Azeye. Kamei B'Yontif. Kediyama b'samach, tafilo b'shabbos habezei shori ad agzeire. Shabbos is also muta. Ola acha agzeire, tafilo b'yontev asru. Da yontev koi misherobu oivrei aveir ischilu lesa. Because the Gemara brings a maize, the Braisa brings a maize that happened in yontev. There were mizia, and it said misherobu oivrei aveir, so the heter of zei stopped tafilo in yontev. So Taisi says, vava motzi la ruvino v'lisnino. The Gemara really could have put both halachas together. Melchit shepokeku nekovo me'erev Shabbos oy me'erev yontev lemochal nichnes umeziyah. So the Shabbos and yontev it's mutalazi olamaitzoy Shabbos v'yontev reichetz miyat. Because the braise is worded very very modne. It says the iser of the heter of maitzoy Shabbos by Shabbos and the heter of zeya by yontev. So could have really put both of them together. Eli ori v'tonelu havamina de davke b'shabbos osru hazeye v'loy b'yontev. If we would put both of them together, and then it would say, it would bring down the ma'isa that the asad zeh, we think davke b'shabbos loy b'yontev. Why? The uvde de ma'isi b'shabbos habe. The ma'isa that he brings wasn't Shabbos. Lahochi mavlig luhu, because this happened in Shabbos that they were. Mechamim, they were roichets, mechamim shuchma merav Shabbos, and they said that they were meziah. So I would think the whole Isser of Zeh was only in Shabbos. Lochimaf lugu hashta mishrab revere koya yontev, avaloya Shabbos, Zeh lehuskru gabi Shabbos. Now I know klo, even though the Sibis Isser happened in Shabbos, but they asked yontev also lohazei. Omar Rove, zuchte gemore weiter, hai man de ovara de rabbono, a person who was over anisa the rabbonon, shari le mikrele avaryona. So one is permitted to call him an avaryon. Keman, ki hai tana, we have a raya from the tana of this bereis. So Rashi says, ki hai tana, the omer le'el, mishishchilu oivrei aveire, hishchilu leser hazeye. Then they started asking the zeye. Why did they ask Zay? What was the Aveira that they were doing? They were Reuchitz, Bechamim, Shuchm, and Meyesmel. So they only were over an Aveira de Vrei. That was the only Aveira that they were doing. They were only Reuchitz, Bechamim, Shuchm, and Meyesmel, which was only Osami the Rabbonah. And the Tanakh calls them Oivrei Aveira. So you see, if someone is Oiver and Isser the Rabbonon, he's permitted to call him an Avaryon. So, Lechayre, what's the Chiddush? I mean, he's Oiver and Isser the Rabbonon, so why shouldn't you call him an Avaryon? So it could be that there's a longest that Achroinim mentioned that in Yisod an Aveire de Rabbonon is not really a Maisa Aveire. But there's a Chakir al Kaponim and Achoinim, what is Pshat an Aveire de Rabbonon? Let's say Chazal asked to eat Bisholakum, to drink Cholovakum. So is Pshat that Mida Rabbonon it becomes a Hefze de Yisure? Now Bisholakum is Treif of Leish Mida Rabbonon. Cholovakum is Cholov Tomei Mida Rabbonon. Even though in Yisod Min HaTorah it's kosher, it's a kosher tafshul, and a kosher, and it's kosher cholov, midarabonon, it's cholov asura. Or it could be chazal bechlal enough bekoyach to make from a kosher tafshul, a treif tafshul. How can they make a treif? It's kosher. Now chazal said, you're not allowed to eat this kosher tafshul because it's bishalako. You're not allowed to drink the cholovako. So it doesn't become a maisa aveire. Pshat is that it's by eating bishulakum, you're not listening to the chachamim. You're not doing that. It means that the maisa achila is not a maisa aveire, No, but you're not listening to what they're telling you to do. There's such a svare in achroinim. It's only a din on the gavre, not that the chefze becomes a chefze the avere. So l'chayre, there would be a mokim to say, so you can't call him an avaryone. An avaryone means that he's doing an avere. The rabbon is not called he's doing an avere. He's not listening to what he should listen. But could be it doesn't have a shame avere. So could be, there'd be a svore to say that one is not permitted to call him avaryone. The Gemara brings a raya that one is permitted. What is takya the lomdis? Either we could bring a raya from here that it's called, we could say one of three mahalchim, that isel the rabbonon, if we say that if a person is over an isel the rabbonon of Shabbos, it becomes a mumma l'chol ha-teire kule, so vices it's called chilul Shabbos. If it's not called Chilul Shabbos, I'm not listening to the Rabbonons, it wouldn't become a Mumma L'chol HaTeira Kula. So could be, maybe by Yisurei Shabbos, it gets a din tak of Chilul Shabbos mid the Rabbonon. So that's why he's permitted to call him Avaryon. But the Gemara says, all Averis the Rabbonon, Lavdavke b'Chilul Shabbos. So either we will say that all Averis the Rabbonon is called Achetzed Averis, or we will say that to call someone an Avaryon, he can call him an Avaryon, even though it's not a chefze davere, he's not listening to what he should have, to the chachamim. That's also called avaryone. That's also called an avere, even though the mais is not a mais avere, but that is also considered avaryone. The Meiri says something very interesting. The Meiri says, he explains why are you permitted to call him an avaryon. So the Meiri says as follows, she'il molei divrei soifrem, Av divrei teire ein miskaimen. You have to know, if one will not listen to the rabbonons, so eventually the diaraisis will become bottled. Vaneigeya bahem, if a person is over as a rabbonon, kineigeya bebovas eino shel teire. So from the Miri it would seem that the avaryon is pshat, you're calling him now because he's a potential bal avere min ha-teire. That means, We're not so short-sighted. We're not so near-sighted. You're not, I'm roichet bechamim shehuchim umeyesmer. You're a potential mechalal Shabbos because the Rabbonon saw that without making these shmiris, without making these gedorim, you saw what the balonim did. They were mechamim b'Shabbos. So memele, you can call him already, he's a potential in avarim. Could be that is pshat in the Meiri. Agavulche, psashtikol ha'ore, no one Marsach wissendig da lochere, I mean, the whole Rashi says the whole Issa they did, they were oiva an Issa da Rabbonon. Lochere, they were oiva the Issa of Midvar Sheker Tirchok. When they came out, they said, Voimre Mezium Anachno. Why doesn't anyone, not called an Anavarian for saying Sheker? Basic nicht. Ramayshus the Chaim Lvoch asks another Kashe. He says, Lochere, if they started using they were starting to be roichet bechamim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, so the Balonim were back in business again. So they started being meichin. The whole reason they asked chamim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos because the Balonim used to be mechamim in Shabbos because of that. So they asked it, so the Balonim were out of business. The minute these people continued using chamim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, so the Balonim were in business again. So the Balonim were in business, so Lochere, they were evil if naive. So why is it considered an Aveira the Rabbonim? The Oiva the Reis and the Kill if naive. That's Ramosh's Kasha. The Robot geboit a ganze Stück Teure von dort. They were only Oiva the Rabbonim. They were even more than the Rabbonim. They were evil if naive. So Ramosh's Chayim Lebrocha says that they weren't evil if naive. He says, because you have to understand, these people were not the Reiv HaMoinam. Later, it was the Epshel Iskayim. These people were only Amir. For the Miyat people who came to the Melchitz, so it's not geloin for the Baal HaMelchitz to be Mechalal Shabbos. This is only a Miyat Anoshim. So Mameli Tainas, there was no Lifnei either over here, but Al Kaponim, the Issa was, they said the Oivan Issa the Rabbonin, and that is the Chiddush HaBrove, that one is permitted to call someone who was Oivan Issa the Rabbonin and Aval. Ambati Yoi Shel Krochim Mitayel Behem Ve'enei Choishish, Shall krochen one is permitted? Amarove davke krochen, aval de kvorim loy, my time akiven de zutrin, nofi shavlai. The one is only permitted to go into a beis hamelchit, shall krochen, the very big, so there, it is not muchach that he should be mezir. But the beis hamelchits of kvorim, since they're small, there's a lot of hevel there, so it's impossible that he won't be mezir, so that is also. Nofesh Eblayu U-Meziyah Nozicha B-Meziyah Tana Rabon Mischameim Odom Keneged HaMedurim. A person is permitted to warm himself up Keneged HaMedurim, and he's nice and warm. V'yoytzei U-Mishtatev B'tzayna, and afterwards, even though his skin is nice and cozy and warm, he's allowed to put some cold water on his body. And we're not afraid that the cold water will sizzle. That means even though he's nice and warm, mischamim odom keneged hamedurit, that means his skin temperature is mistama, he was nice, that's ungevarim though. But that is permissible. Umishtatev betzayin. That's saying the first chimum and then tzayinon is mutter. But he shouldn't do faker. He shouldn't first pour cold water on himself, take a cold shower, and then be yischamim keneged hamedure. Because there, if he has cold water on himself and he's standing in front of the medure to warm himself up, because then he's going to warm up the water that is on him, and that is also. Let us see Rashi. Mavshir mechamim. Loshen Poishrim. He's gonna make it warm, that is us. Let us see Taisvis. Mipnei Shem Mavshir Mayim Sha'olov. So Taisvis asks, Bekula Shmaite, the whole sugya later, Masnisen Gabi Mechem Shepino Mashme, the Lahavshir Mayim Letzoirich Shtiye Muta. That means there's an Isser of Bishel Mayim, cooking water, and the cooking it becomes Yatze Ledes. So then there's an Isser of Bishul. But some say to make it warm, there's no Isser of Bishul. Dar Sheirin Loizehu Bishulon. Warming water is not considered a process of Bishul. So what's wrong? V'hoche de Surim Meforish Rivo, de Doime Keroichet B'mayim Chamin. This is considered Ke'ilu His Roichet B'mayim Chamin, V'yove Lohochim Chamin Lilchait Skufoy. That means he's accomplishing what Chazal did not want one should do. That means Lamais, if the water will warm up, so even though there's no Shaila of Mevashel, but this is similar, Kereichetz B'mayim, and the Taisus HaRosh is Moisef, Shehuchmu B'Shabbos, because it's Lamais, that's what it looks like. He's washing himself B'mayim Shehuchmu B'Shabbos. And the Yove Lochim Chamim Lilchetz Gufoy. So Mamele, if this will be Mutter, this eventually might lead to that he'll be Mechim Chamim Lilchetz Gufoy. He's doing the same thing over here. So what's the chilek if he puts the water on himself first and then he warms himself up, or he warm himself up, or warm up the water and then be Lochetz. So Mamele, so Chazal Asr, Lishtatev, Keneged Amedure, Alts Lochetz, Mamayim Chamim. It's kereichetz b'mayim shehuchmu b'shabbos. So according to this pshat, it is brought down that afilu eiver echod is also. If they gave it a loch of k'mayim shehuchmu b'shabbos, mayim shehuchmu b'shabbos is also afilu eiver echod. So therefore, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that let's say if a person washed his hands with water, so he's not allowed to put his hands neged hamedure. Because that's why it's kereichet b'mayim shehuchmu b'shabbos, which is also afilu eiver echad. That is one day in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam Shita is that they gave it an iser that they did that since it's not the derech lechamim mayim like this, they did not give it a din of mayim shehuchmu b'shabbos. They gave it a lochik mayim shehuchmu me'erev shabbos, and only kol gufay is also. But an Eiver Echad will be Mutter. These are 2 days. The Taisus HaRosh and the Ritva brings another pshat in the Gemara, that not the Iser is because it's nirek kereichetz b'mayim shuchmo b'shabbos. The Iser is he might eventually be mevashel the water. He's standing in front of the medure, and he's pretty chilly, and he wants to warm himself up. So it could come out that the mayim can become yatzei ledes boy. So therefore, Chazal asked this Iser. Tomer Rabba, meichem odom aluntis. One is permitted to warm up an aluntis, and he puts it on his stomach, al bnei me'ayim b'shabbos, ubelvad shelo yovi kumkimish shel mayim chamim, v'yenichenu al bnei me'ayim b'shabbos. But to take a keli with hot water, and to put that on his bnei me'ayim, that is also. This is also to do even during weekdays if nei hasakon. Let us see, Rashi, what the shaila is over here. Mechem odom, mechamim odom. A person is permitted to warm up aluntis, tiyula. The Ritva would seem tiyula means a brick. The nirali, this is a second lotion, beget. Aluntis is a towel. Shem is tafkin boy. The bechol duch te kori le aluntis. Aluntis is not a brick, it's a towel. So he's warming up a towel. And he puts it al gabe meyayim, kshu chosh be meyop, when he has stomach problems, mechamim em loy kliyoy beged, ume nichoy shom, and he puts it there, a moyel that helps. So he wants to do this in Shabbos. So that he's permitted. Ubilvad shalo yovi kumkemis, Shemo yishbechu olov, maybe it might spill out. V'nimtza roicheitz b'shabbes b'chamen. Rashi is amoyim de kechumre, the Ritva asks on Rashi. That means the whole Isser rechitze b'mayim is a darabona. And now the Chazal asked to put on, if he has a keli with hot water and he has a stomach ache, and it would help, Moyel Rashi says, but Chazal Aser, no, it might spill out. Now, the Sharetzian asks a Shaila, and if it'll spill out, so his whole body will get wet. It's only a chelik of the body will get wet. So the Sharetzian says, our kocher, we are speaking about that he warmed it up in Shabbos. That this water got warmed up in Shabbos, it didn't become nisbashel in Shabbos. But this water that he warmed up was nischamim in Shabbos. That means he warmed up, you'll have to make warm water in Shabbos. And this water, it has a din, we just learned before, has a din kemayim shehuchmu b'Shabbos. If one warms up water in Shabbos, it's a mayim shehuchmu b'Shabbos. That is also a filu eiver echot. We just said therefore you're not allowed to put keneged medure. That's one day in Shulchan Aruch, it says, Mayim Shehuchmu B'Shabbos is also a filo to wash an Eiverech, even though it's really not Huchmu, even though it's only Poishrim. So the Sharetzin says, that's what we're speaking about over here. We're speaking about that this water in the Kum Kemis was Ucham B'Shabbos, and that wasn't his Bashel, Fashteitzich, not allowed to cook in Shabbos. It just got warmed up in Shabbos, and we're afraid it might spill out. We're afraid it might spill out. Shema yishpuchu olav nimtza roichetz b'shabbes b'cham. As we mentioned before, the Rishonim asks that we see Tyson want to learn like that, and because the holding is a gzeira legzeira. Could be, Efshe kem bezogin that we see that they were mamish, the rechitza was mamish, it meant a lot to them. They were doing all dreidlich in order to be roichetz themselves. Again, we're speaking about before fans and air conditioners, and mamish they felt it a necessity. So it could be if it's a kolain type, so they a stomach ache kabol, and accidentally to spill it over, and shame epsayim Hashem. Could be they were afraid of this. I mean, they asked. I mean, it was mamish reklach that they rotzen of rechitze. So it could be that's why here there was it's kulachadik zayre. That means you have to get away of water in all ways. There's any possibilities that it might spill, so it will spill. So Mamela, so they ask for this. So this is Osir and Shabbos. And then the Gemara says, this kum kemis, the double ze'afil b'cheilasa, b'bnei ha-sakone. So what's the sakone? Pa'amim shem reisrim. Sometimes the water is boiling and he might scald himself, he might burn himself. Now there's a very interesting machloikis that the Bir Halacha has with the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says that this Isser B'choil is by Poishrim. Warm water. That means Lamaise. You're not allowed to put on a keli with warm water. Because warm water and maybe hot water and maybe dust and it's a sakone. That's what the Prima Godim says. The Bir Halacha wants to say they never acid warm water b'chol. They only acid yatzei ledes. Yatzei ledes also does not burn a stomach. Yatzei ledes will say it's 110, 105. That's yatzei ledes. We'll have later in the Gemara, kreisi shel tinik is nichvis. It might burn the tender skin of a child, of a baby. But it won't burn the stomach. But from yatzei ledes and further, from 105 and up, they acid. Aber Peishrem, they sich it didn't ask. That's what the Bir Halacha time is. Now, it's very modern. If the Sharitzin says Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara is speaking about the Skunkemi Shalmayim, is speaking about that he warmed it up in Shabbos. So if he warmed it up in Shabbos, so the Sharitzin said it's speaking about it was Peishrem. You can't make Chaman in Shabbos. In the Barai, he says, V'dovol zeh, afilu b'chaylosa. So we're speaking about that's what they asked to do Shabbos, and that's speaking about Poshrin. And he says, V'dovo zeh, filo b'chayl osa. So l'chayl zeh shtak oiske vizn, like the Prima Godin, that a filo Poshrin is also osa. Let us see Toysis. U'bilvad shaloi yavi kumkemis. So Toysis says, Goranander Pshat. Toysis is not like Rashi's Pshat, as we mentioned before, it's gzeire l'gzeire. Perish. Kol's man shahaluntisham. That means he has a towel over his stomach. Now he wants to go and it's not working too good. So he wants to go now and take a pot, a teapot, and he's going to put it over the towel. So he'll be adding more heat. Shema yiplu hamayim ala aluntis. It might spill. But also liday schite. And he might come and kvetch ois the towel. So it was a gzeire, he might be over on Issa de Reise of Schite. Now that's the mere pshat in Teisvis is, l'chayre, there's a klal, shriyosoi zehu kibusoi. The halacha is, if a person will soak a beged in water, so he's chayiv al the malach of malav, and that's called his cleaning. You don't have to rub it, you don't have to scrub it. Soaking a beged in water is a chiyav deraisa of melam. So l'chayre, why did Taisus have to say? Why did Taisus have to say that we're afraid it might spill out? He'll squeeze out the towel. It might spill out. Finished. It'll spill out. So the towel will get wet. And shchiyosa izel kibusa. Why did Taisus have to jump to schit? So dachsach mir, Taisus l'shitosai, because Taisus vaitan dafkuf yedalef amit bay says that the whole halacha of shriyosai zeu kibusai is only by a beged meluchlich, on a dirty beged. A dirty beged, so soaking the beged alone in water also is a shame kibus, a shame rechise. But a clean beged, you don't say shriyosai zeu kibusai. So memeila, but vaitachos, even though you don't say shriyosai zeu kibusai, but schite is a greater process of malabim. That is called a malabim, even if it's a clean beggar. So therefore, Taisus had to say, they were geyser, but also liday schite, he might squeeze it out. Or perhaps we can say a different pshat in Taisus, that they weren't afraid of the shriyosa izel kibuse, because that's a dovashayne miskabin. It might spill, he doesn't want it to spill. So on the dovashayne miskabin, they didn't make a gzeira, but later, after it gets wet, he might squeeze it out. That is shayne a dovah miskabin. So they answered it outside. According to the time of Taisvis, and according to the time of Rashi, that they were afraid it might spill out, that's why they answered the kumke mishalmayim. So the Mishnah Brura says, so if a person will take a hot water flask and put it, which is sealed very well, and these don't spill out, so it'll be mutter. They only asad a kumkemis. A kumkemis had a batlonish cover on it, so it was possible that's going to spill out. But something that is sealed tightly is mutter. Say according to Rashi, and say according to this first svara in Taisus. Now Taisus has another svara. Inami loyovi. Now Taisus has a new svara. That it is not permitted to put a kumkemis mishum refuah. Chazal asked to do a pu'ula to take medicines, or to do a pu'ula that is merape, gzeira of shchikas hamamonim. That means if one will be permitted to do refuahs and Shabbos, one might come to make medicine, and that is an issa. They asked the refuah on Shabbos. So Taisvi says that the reason one is not permitted to put a kumkemis is not because of a chash of spilling. No, loyavi, inami loyavi, mishum refuah. Everyone sees what he's doing. He's healing himself, alleviating the pain. That's called refuah, and that's also on Shabbos. V'gazru also shrikes amamon. So now, they said a problem. If the iser is out to the fuhe, so what's the difference if you take a kumkemis or if you take an aluntis? It's both are doing the same things, both are merape, the pain. So Taisha says, Tvei maybe aluntis, like merzi ke refuhe kolka. Chazal only asked a pu'ul of refuhe if it's nire that he's doing it l'shem refuhe. If it's not merzi ke refuah, even though his intent is l'shem refuah, it is mutter. So memel, it seems that people used to put towels on the bnei me'ayin for other reasons also. So it's not merzi ke refuah. So that is mutter. But a kumkemis, the only reason a person would do this is because it's choshloi bnei me'ayin. So memel, there, chazal asal al refuah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that according to this tam, so fila one will have a hot water bottle which zicha will not pour out, but it's also out to the poor. That's how the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the hot water bottle is totally in the machlokes harishayim. Then the Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. He's a poysik, so he says, so what should one do if one doesn't feel good and hot water about him, a machlekes rishayim over here, a machlekes apayskim. So he says, letzayrech godol, letzayrech godol is mutter. That's how he's matter. Lemaisa, letzayrech godol is mutter. So I saw something very interesting in this Mishnah Berurah. Letzayrech godol is mutter. The halacha is, refuah is also for a meichush ba'alme. I mean, sometimes a person has some pain, it is also. Refuah is also. Achoyle she'ein boi sakone, a refuah is mutter. Now what is achoyle she'ein boi sakone has two definitions. Either it's not ala mishkov, he has to lie in bed, he's not functioning, or chola kol gufoi. Chola kol gufoi, now that is achoyle she'ein boi sakone, and that is mutter to take refuah. A meichish baum is also to take refuah. So kaponim, we see from the Mishnah Berurah, there's something in between. There's a tzayrich godel. So a tzayrich godel, that means he does not have a din of a chayla she'ein by sakone. But the tzayrich godel, the Mishnah Berurah, is taking it on his places. We can be samech and Rashi in the first Teretz of Taisvis, that Chazal did not ask her a kumkemis out of the Kaponim, we see there is something in between that does not have a heter of a chayla she'ein by sakone. Aval pikein the Mishnah Berurah is meikel l'tzayrich godel. Tanu Rabban. Maybe Adam kitayin mayim. A person can take a kitayin mayim u'meinichai keneged ha-medure. And he puts it opposite a medure, a fire. Loi b'shvil sheyechamu. Not that it should cook. Elo b'shvil she'tofek tzinosa. Now he's putting it there that it shouldn't be so cold. So there's a Meirah Dike Rashi here. Rashi says, Loi sheyechamu, loi sheyenichem sham at sheyechamu. He shouldn't leave it there till it'll get hot.
So from Rashi we see Amo'uyim de Kekula. That Rashi holds that one is permitted to take water, put it in opposite a fire, and if it's going to be there 10 minutes, it's going to become Yatzei Ledes. A person is permitted to put it there, he has to stand there for 5 minutes, and take it away after 5 minutes, and that's mutter. He didn't cook. He has to make sure, loy sheyichom, he should make sure it shouldn't get cooked. This is Shitas Rashi. The Rashbe is chaylik on Rashi, and he says, chash v'sholom, that if it's in a place that it could become this bashul, it's zicharosa. He might forget, he might leave it there. You can't, you're playing around with fire over here, more ways than one. Because it might become this bashul. You're putting it down there, someone's gonna call him and pout it. So he was mevashul b'shabbos. So the Rashbe learned pshat, and that's how we paskin la'aloch in Shulchan Aruch, that it is only mutter if it is put far away from the medugah that can never get cooked. So then you're allowed to do it. But if it, you put it in a place that it could get cooked, so memele, that is also, that is also, he might forget, he might leave it there. So that's by Akita in Mai. Rav Yehuda Omer, Meviya Isha Pach Shel Shemen. He's talking about shemen. Umanichosai keneged amedure. Loi bishvil sheyevash. So not that it should get cooked. Elo bishvil sheyefoshe. Should also get warm. He says by shemen. The Tanakhama didn't speak about shemen. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oimer. Isha socha yodo shemen. A woman is permitted to anoint herself with shemen, to shmir herself with shemen. And she'll warm up the shemen keneged amedure. Same thing, v'socha livna katon, ha'eino chayshesha. She doesn't have to be afraid. Iboilu. So now the Gemal clears a shayla, shemen ma'u l'tanekam. The Tanakam said that one is permitted to put akitein shomayim keneged amedure. And he didn't speak about shemen. What does he hold about shemen? They have to realize that Yehuda was makel by shemen. Rav Shimon Gamliel was not makel by shemen. He just said socha yodo isha socha yodo shemen lemachem emosai. But to put keneged amadura pachshol shemen, Rav Shimon Gamliel was machma. So what does the Tanakhama hold about shemen? So there's a machlekes amayroi. Rabbe v'Rav Yosef amri tovayu lehetayim. Rabbe Rav Yosef says that it's mutter. It's mutter by shemen. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak amar l'isurim, but it's also by shemen. Now the Gemara explains. Rabbi v'Rav Yosef domri tavayu lehetere shemen af al pi sheyatzei leves by mutter. Even if it will become yatzei leves, it's also mutter. He says the mayim becomes, if water becomes yatzei leves, that's mevashel. Shemen, even shemen becomes yatzei leves, it is not. It doesn't become this bashul. Kasava tanikam is shemen ain by mishum bishul. So a mailer there, one is permitted to put it next to the medulla, even though it'll become yatzei leves. So therefore he only spoke about mayim. But also Rabbi Yehuda lemeimer, shemen yesh by mishum bishul. Shemen is also the zadin bishul. Vehef sheiroi, but to make it warm, loy zehu bishulai. Warm is not bishul. So Mamelus, he said, just like you say by Mayim, that one is permitted to put Keneged HaMedurim, as only will become warm, so Shemen is also the same thing. V'ra'vasa Rav Shimon Megamliel LeMeimer, Shemen yesh by Mishum Bishul, ve'hev sheiru zeh bishuloi. That hevsher, warming it, has also a din bishul. Hev sheiroi zeu bishuloi, the Rashba explains, means as follows. That just like we had before, that one is not permitted to pour from a klisheni on kulyeso ispanyon, because hadachoso zeu bishuloi, that means there are certain materials that even a klisheni is mevashal, they need a small amount of chimum in order to make it roi lachile. So by shemen have sheira zel bishula. Even you're making it warm, that also is a teiras bishul. So meile, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that one is not permitted to put it kineged hamedura. Only one is permitted to put it to be soch. What's the mile of soch? We'll see soon. That's one mahalach in this three-way machloike. Nachman by Yitzchak mali yisura. Nachman by Yitzchak says that was the Tanakhama did not speak about shemen. It's not because he holds that by shemen, even bishul is mutter. No, he holds that hefsheir ezeu bishul. Avo bishein yatzil edes boyosa. Kasavo shemen yeshbe mishum bishul vefsheir ezeu bishul. The Tanakhama holds hefsheir also is a teiras bishul. So therefore he's not allowed to put the pach keneged hamedudet because it might get warm. Vaser Rabbi Yehuda lemeimer hefsheiroi loizel bishulin. No, that shemen is just like water. Just like water, kolzman doesn't become yafsa levis. There's nothing what to worry about. The same halacha applies by oil. Vaser Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lemeimer shemen yesh by mishum bishul. Hefsheiroi zel bishulin. Like the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel heiner tanekame. So both of them hold that shemen is also. So the Gemara says, "Ikebinayu kila achayat." Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was makel by siche synthesis kila achayat. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, ela shetafik tinosam b'miktosam. It should the coldness should leave it a little bit. Shetafik shetischalep. It should leave it. K'may v'reichay loynama metagamina v'reichay loypok. Didn't lose the reyach. The reyach is still there. Loi bishvil sheyevashel. Again, by Shemen Rashi says the same shtick teirish. Loi tenichenu shom kedei bishul sheteya yatzeledes. But you should not leave it there until it becomes yatzeledes. Socha yodo. Avo lahav shiroi bepach keder shayisa b'choyl. Loi. To warm up the shemen the way one does b'chol is not permitted according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Upoligad Rabbi Yehuda, nischolik Rabbi Yehuda, latere. So now the Gemara wants to say that Tanakame did not speak about shemen because he holds its mutter. My dos Rabbi Yehuda b'shemen bishul shori Tanakame. Umayim dav kenoket v'loy sheyichamu diyesh ben bishul bayatzi ledes. Avol shemen avo bishay yatzei ledes tahainu bishul the Rabbi Yehuda shori letanakam. So ledes, what is the type say ledes? Nimsheches lachayreo, he draws back his hand, midayge shaloi tichve, from the fear that he shouldn't get burnt. Vizel losh, and this is pshat naposik and iyev, vasalda bechila, that means ve'edag, I am worried, bir'odo. The emshach mitlunoi say Narashi says Chandal Posik that Eev said he won't be misloinen anymore, midaiges yoim hadin, imoyisi yodeye shemisosi kroiva volo yachma. Shemen yesh by mishum bishul, hilkach, loy kedeshe yevashul, shori defsheire yein ze bishul. That's Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Shimon Lomain, defsheire ze bishul, hilkach idaov dem bechoy loy levet. So the way one warms up shemen b'choil, that means he puts a keneged amadura, that is also b'shabbos. Ela ke'achol yad al yedei shinoi. This is not derech chimumoi. Gamayshin Zechayim Lebocha asks, what kind of heter is this? So it's ke'achol yad al yedei shinoi. But if he holds him sheirai zeu bishuloi, so it's a shaila of a isser d'araisa. So if it's an isser d'araisa, so if you feel like you do it kalacha yad, so it's also midrabono. Where do we find that the kalacha yad shaloi kederech is meikel legamri? That means he's being mevashel shemen shaloi kederech. So it should be also al kapona midrabono. Why is an isha permitted to do this? He's metadded to say that could be that what the Gemara says by Shemen Hefsheir Ezeu Bishuloi only means Midarabonon that has a Teres Bishul. Midarabonon doesn't have a Teres Bishul. It's not like Kul Yisoi Spanyon I mean, a Torah has a Torah's Bishul. That's the only way you can understand this Gemara. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So he wants to say, if that's the Lomdus, it could be the Tanakame holds Rav Sheira Yizeo Bishuloi, could be, is also Midaraisa. So that's why, according to the Tanakame, Afilu Kalacha Yad is also. Hilkach Lisura Amra Tanakam La Shemin Dam Yudi Shoy La Havshel Shemin Havshel Zeh Bishuloi Gnek Lach Yad Vavos Tanakam Afila Yidei Shinoi Osa So with a Shinoi it's also Osa Tad it either Tanakam Osa Tosam in a Torah the Tanakam held even though Tosam in the Rabbonon Nitzke Lach Yad they also Osa even though it's to the Rabbon Zuchti Gemara Weiter Omar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So we have here now a machloikis. We have a three-way machloikis. If by Shemen, Yatzei Ledes is Bishul, have Sheirei Zeo Bishuloi, or maybe Yatzei Ledes is also not Bishul. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, we see Paschans Allah as follows. Echot Shemen, Vechot Main, Yatzei Ledes boy, Osa. It's Yatzei Ledes, it is Osa. Ein Yatzei Ledes boy, Mutter. How can one Yatzei Ledes is a very relative figure because there's different people have other people their hands are immune to heat. So how do you measure the shear of Yatzei Ledes? If this would burn the tender skin of a baby, so that is called Yatzei Ledes. It's on the Birr Halacha. Yatzei Ledes is a din in Hergish. That means he draws his hand back. Nichvis means it gets burnt. It's cold attack. So the Mele, so we ask for Yatzei Ledes, and the shear is the different shiurim in your daim. So we measure with the, if the kreisha shel tinik gets burnt. This Chaluki day is if Yatzei Ledes is from, 110 to 150. The Chumra we say 110, the Kula will say 150. That they bring that from Ramesh Zachayna Lebrochim. It means if we'll say, let's say water became 130. So now you'll say there's a din ein bishul acha bishul. I'm allowed to continue cooking it or to make sure it should get hotter. So if 130 has a shir bishul, so then we would say in bishul acha bishul. So the Kula I have to assume that till 150 it's not yet till others. The Chumra, I'm not allowed to make it 110. 110. That is the Kabbalah of the Shir of Yatzei Ledes. Ve'echi dami silud, yesh soilud mirsicha mu'etet, ve'yesh eini soilud. So Mamela, so the Gemara says that the criteria is kreisi shaltinik. Zeh the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Pam achas nichnasti achar Rebbe lebeis hamelchus. I went in after Rebbe went into the beis hamelchus. Ubikashti laniach loy pach shel shemen bambati. There was an embati. This embati, we'll see. This was a beis hamelchus. It was Hamit Verye. And Rebbe was in this beis hamelchus, and he wanted to put in a jar of oil into the embati. Which we'll see in Rashi at the din of a klirishin. That means the water of the Chamei Tveriyah flowed into this ambati, and had a din of a klirishin. And he wanted to warm up the shemen, in order that the Rebbe should smear himself after the rechitze. But Amali, the Rebbe told me, tul beklisheni, take water, this hot water, this Chamei Tveriyah, take it in a klisheni. That means take a jar and put the and take the water of the Chamei Tveriyah should go into this jar. Now it is a klisheni. The tank, and now in this jar put your pach shel shemen. That's what Rabbi told. So the Gemara says Shma minotla. So from this memra that Rabbi told him, we can learn three halachas. Shma mino shemen yesh by mishum bishul. That there's a bishul by shemen. Vishma mino, he wanted to put it into the ambatia, into a klirishin. And Rabbi said, Shmamino, that they shouldn't do it. Shmamino Shemin Yeshbei Mishum Bishel. Ushmamino Klisheini Eini Mevashel. If you put in the Klisheini, it's not Mevashel. Ushmamino Hefsheiroi Zeu Bishulo. That the Hefsher has a din of Bishel. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Nichnasti Bishabbat, ובחמיתבר יהבה, ובוס חמיתבר, שלי נסרו כדא אומר לאל, היטירו להם חמיתבר יהיה. So that למעט קודמות. במבטי, כגוים בריך עשו יהיה בקרקע, שהמים נכנוסים שום ונאסופים. The water from the חמיתבר יהיה enters this בריך, this mocket. ובקשתי לניח שום פח שמן, להפשר, to warm it up, לא שיחים אנו, קיידם הרחיצה, שביסוח ביפור דה רחיצה. טול מן המים, בכלי שני, שיצטננו מעט, so now the water will cool off a little bit, בכלי שני אינו מבשל, הכלי שני is not מבשל, ואחר כך תן הפח לסייך אויסוי כלי שני. And then you should put the פח into the כלי שני. תהך אמבטי שהחמים נשוחים לו מן המים חושב לו כזכריז רישן. The אמבטי, even though it's not על האיש, but since the חמי טבריה enters directly into this אמבטי, so that's considered a כלי רישן, שנרתחו בו. It's equivalent to a כלי רישן that was על האיש. שאף על פי שהבירו מיעל האור, even though you took off the כלי רישן, it's not on the fire anymore, מבשל כדסנן לקמו, האילפס והגדירה שהבירן מרוסוכים לא ייתן לסויכן טבלה. So we see that a clearation is מבשל, even though it's not Allah H. So ממילא, so this breiche is a din of a clearation. ושמע מינו, הפשרוי, במוקוים הרוי לבישול, זהו בישולו. Toho lahavsher ba'alma hu dekaboy. He wanted to be mavsher, ba'osalei, and he asked him. So hefsheirei b'mokim haroi to be mavsher b'mokim haroi lebishul. That means what the mokim haroi lebishul is the, in the ambati alone. Zer bishuloi. To lahav she'ba'al mohu dekaboi ve'osalei. So, Rashi, again, l'shitosai. That means, according to Rashi, the shaila was, why didn't he permit him to put it into the ambati? Now, according to Rashi, we're not chayish, he might forget. Rashi told you have to put it keneged hamedure, even though it might become yatzei leder. So why didn't he permit him to put it into the ambati? So you see, have sheiroi b'mokim haroi lebishol. That means that even if you'll warm it, if it isn't a kli rishon, so the warmth that could come about from a kli rishon is zeu bishuloi. That also is a din bishul. That means that was the maila of a kli sheni. The maila of a kli sheni was, since a kli sheni can't be mevashel, so the warmth that a klisheni will make it is not cool, doesn't have a shein bishul. That means as follows. There's a svara hefsheirei zeu bishul. Hefsheirei zeu bishul means that let's say if yatzei lettuce is 110. So by shemen, you don't have to make it 110 to be chay. You'll make it to 85 degrees, that's also chay. Let's say if you'll make it, 75 degrees, so it could be 75 degrees is muta. Avsheilu zel bishula means that even before yatzei ledes, it will also become nisbashel. That means 85 degrees. So therefore, to put it into a kli rishon, so it'll get warm. So you can never differentiate it. So make it 85 degrees in a kli rishon. You can't, it doesn't have a thermometer over there. So memeila, so to put it into kli rishon that it could become 85 degrees there in 3 minutes, they asked it. A kli sheni will never become 85. The ice will become a 75. 75, 70, so the hefsher that comes, the warmth that comes from a kli sheni, this warmth is not a bishul. But because a kli sheni v'chlal is not b'koyach l'vashul, so memele, that's what Rashi says over here. So lahav sher ba'almu de kaboy. Yoni wanted to be mavsher. V'osalei yasel. So it's shashmami no have sheiroi. B'mokayim horoi lebishul is osa. Avshay b'mokayim horoi lebishul is osa. The Rashi doesn't understand Rashi. The Rashi says he doesn't understand. He says, if you say that have sheiroi zeu bishuloi, So a small amount of chimum is also mevashel. So he says, so what's the milo makli sheni? Just like by kulyas ispanyan, we hear that a person's allowed to make an irui from a kli sheni. That means the milo makli rishin and a kli sheni is only if you need a normal bishul. So we have a mesoira, a kli rishin is mevashel, and a kli sheni is not mevashel. That's in hilchis bishul, where bishul is there to become yatzelet. But the minute we say that shemen is the dvorim akalim lisbashul, and we'll say that shemen is equivalent to kulyas aspanyan, so what's the mile of a klisheni? So why is a klisheni better than a klirishin? Why is a klisheni better than a klirishin? So he wants to say maybe we're speaking about chametveri. So chametveri is the whole din bishul is only at the rabbonim. So they weren't machmel by a klisheni, which ba'alm is not mevashel, and this is only a bishul the rabbonim side by side, so then they were makel by a klisheni. But like this, he doesn't understand Rashi. How can a klisheni help the situation if we are speaking about dvorim akalim lehizbash?